This is the Horse Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1394, where we join Christy Landwehr, host of the monthly Certified Horsemanship Association episode on Horses in the Morning, as she and Joanne Young from Houghton College discuss the different types of skills your horse can learn, lunging and longlining. Today's episode is brought to you by Purina Omega Match. Hey, listen up, horse owners. If your horses can't get out on green grass for their daily dose of omegas, Purina's got you covered. The Purina team of PhD equine nutritionists have two new products that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids and taste better than many other sources. We're looking at you, fish oil. Try the new Purina Omega Match Timothy-based ration balancer or Ahi flower oil supplement and see for yourself why these are among some of the best omegas that nature offers. It takes science and love together, each pulling their weight to help your horses live their best lives. Put our research to the test at purinamills.com/omega match.
So before we go ahead and go today, Joanne, is there anything about long lining, which I know is also called ground driving, that you would like to touch on a little bit today?
Well, it works great if you're starting a horse western and you don't have a lunging surcingle. You can put a little strap underneath that would tie your stirrups so they can't fly up. And once you've got your horse acclimated to being ground driven without the saddle, and he's used to being led with the saddle, so he's not bucky and frightened of the cinch pressure on his sternum, you can then put a lunge line, or if you have a 50-foot long rope that's soft cotton with a snap on each end, that's called a double lunge, you can run that from the bit through the stirrups to your hands and back around. Obviously, if it's one long rope, you have to run it from your hand through the stirrup up to the bit. Or to the lunging cabochon side rings if you're using one of those. It's very important that you have a leader and that you're far enough back that you're away from kick range, because heaven forfend you get kicked in the sternum and stop your heart. If you're going to do what they call double lunging, you can work the horse on the circle. It's very important that your outside line be above the hock and just below the fullest part of the curve of the buttock, and that if it's going to come around, it's under the tail, not trapping the tail against the butt cheeks. And then when you reverse direction, obviously you have to reverse the horse to the outside of the circle. But it gives you the advantage that the line coming through the stirrup resembles more a little bit like there's a rein on each side, and your outside rein can work like your outside rein and your outside leg to help establish correct bend in the horse. Obviously, the inside line coming through the stirrup is going to come directly to your hand, and so that's going to give a bending effect on the horse. It takes a delicate hand to do that. If you have a lunging surcingle, there are reins at various heights that you can use, or rings on it, so that you can determine how high or low that horse tends to carry its head, and then you're going to put the lines through those rings. You have to be agile and quick, so you keep a very light, consistent, elastic feel on the horse's mouth. You have to be very careful also that you don't get big slack between your hand and the horse's body, because heaven forfend to get wrapped around his legs, then you've got a major wreck. You usually use like a long lining whip or a long driving whip, and you will use that if you're directly behind the horse to touch the side of the hip to help them turn. You're going to use your voice to get them to go. Always start with a leader first so the horse is calm and steady and understanding. And with some horses, that could be 3 minutes. With other horses, it could be 30 sessions before you reach that point. So you have to know how to read your own horse, and don't push him past his comfort zone. My favorite mentor, Walter Zettel, always used to say, you ride or work the horse to its limit, but never over its limit. Because if you don't go to the horse's limit of what they're comfortable with, they never expand their comfort zone and get any better trained. But if you go past the limit of their comfort zone, then you destroy trust and balance and you do damage to the relationship with the horse and to his training and ability to accept the training.
Such a good quote to end with, Joanne. And I'll tell you, for those listening again, Mitzi Summers, another one of our clinicians, is doing a double lunging video for us. So you can see what Joanne is talking about visually for those that want to do that. So, Joanne, how do people find you? What is the best way to reach you? I know they can come to our website, but go ahead and give Houghton's website.
Sure. It's www.houghton.edu. And then you can put a slash and put the word equestrian, E-Q-U-E-S-T-R-I-A-N. That will take you directly to the equestrian program webpage. You can click on professors and find me that way. Or you can just put in firstname.lastname@houghton.edu for an email. So it would be joanne.young@houghton.edu.
Awesome. Joanne, thank you so much for being on the show today. Have a great one.
Well, that about wraps it up for this time. You can find lots more tips at horsetipdaily.com. You can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network by downloading the Horse Radio Network app for your iPhone or Android. Just go to your app store and search Horse Radio Network. It's easy to use. You can choose all the shows or you can choose specific shows like Horse Tip Daily. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. So until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.